This is an LGBT erotica podcast that features teratophilia. The current bonus episode includes sacrilegious themes. Listener discretion is advised. Another restless night, Father.
He appears to me in his human form this time. His deceiving eyes sparkle in the moonlight. His full lips, lips that have tortured me in so many ways, are turned upwards in a wicked smile. And his body, dear heavens above, that body stands bare before me, not an ounce of clothing to hide his shame or to shield me from my sin. The Lord did not lie when he said the devil was beautiful. I shouldn't have summoned you.
And yet, you did. Again.
The first time was a mistake.
Yeah. I remember, Father. Latin is hard. All it takes is one misspoke word to go from calling your creator to summoning, well, me. But what about the times after? Are you claiming those were just, I don't know, slips of the tongue as well?
I can't bear to stare into his eyes. His eyes that pierce through me yet tempt me with their beauty. I glance towards my bed, my eyes lingering on the crucifix that hangs above the wall. I feel a strength inside me as I look upon my savior. I shouldn't have summoned you. The demon is upon me. Just a second ago, he was across the room, but here he stands now. His bare chest pressing against me, his face inches away from mine. I can feel his unholy length resting against my thighs.
But you did summon me, which means you must want my company.
The creature drags his long, snake-like tongue across the side of my face. Instead of recoiling away, my treacherous body leans into the thick appendage. Even my mind betrays me as it resurfaces images of nights long past. Images of his, this tongue in my mouth, dragging across my naked flesh, penetrating my body. You vile creature. You have tricked me, poisoned my mind with sinful thoughts.
You, of all mortals, know that's not how we operate. We put no thoughts, no temptations that weren't already there.
His hand palms the front of my pants. I don't know whether to feel ashamed of how hard I am or for how easily my body submits under his touch. Lies.
Is it, Father? Have you forgotten our first night together? Do you not remember undressing for me? Kneeling before me in the same way you kneel in prayer. Taking my cock in that sweet, holy mouth of yours. The same mouth that pleaded to the heavens as I took you over and over again. Are you claiming that none of that was done by your own free will?
His hand reaches inside my pants. Rough, calloused fingers grip me with an all-too-familiar grasp, and I can't resist bucking into his hand as he strokes me.
Even now, your hips move on their own, seeking release in this vile demon's hands. That's why you summoned me, isn't it, Father? For me to once again to show you the pleasures that your teaching, your church denies you.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. I don't even care that I used his name in vain. Used that name to plead for such a sinful act. The demon was right. I want this just like I've wanted it all those times before. Again, within the blink of an eye, the demon moved. Only this time I moved with him. We're in my bed. His huge body laying flat on the mattress as I lay seated on his lap. I shiver as I feel a coldness that wasn't in the room moments ago, and that's when I realize my clothing is gone. What have you done with my robes?
I think that should be the very last thing on your mind right now.
I feel his, its bulbous head pressing against my rim.
Well, Father, You said you wanted it. You know what you need to do, don't you?
I move without hesitation. I've done this so many times before, it's practically routine. Even catching the eyes of the crucifix doesn't faze me. I steady the demon's member against my entrance, and slowly push down.
Yes. Now doesn't that feel good?
Damn him! Why must his words always speak the truth? The heat of him, the throbbing of his veins, even the slight pain of being stretched brings me joy. After what feels like an entirety, I lay fully seated. I just sit there for a moment and take the feel of him. I swear he feels bigger with each visit. Maybe that's the point. Each time I fail to resist him, his cock gets bigger. Until one day, it will split my body in two.
Oh, you make a nice cock warmer, priest. I came here to fuck. What's the holdup? That's it. Ride me nice and slow.
I don't even bat an eye at his condescending tone, as I'm too caught up in my pleasure to focus on it. With each movement I take on the demon's member, I swear I can hear heaven ringing in my ears. Each push causes my body to vibrate with the same thrill as being possessed by the Holy Spirit. My walls cling to him, stronger than the entire church's faith in our Lord. It's a sin. It's immoral against God. Yet I have felt nothing so spiritual.
Come on, I know you can go faster than that.
What? The demon grabs me by my hips and slams me down so hard that for a second I thought I saw him. It wasn't until my vision cleared that I had realized that I had just once again been staring at the eyes of my crucifix.
Yeah, that's more like it.
The demon continues moving me up and down his cock, using me as though I'm nothing more than one of the toys I've seen in those seedy shops in town. He moves me at a much faster speed, a speed I could never match, as I'm sure it can only be done because of his demonic nature. I feel lightheaded, my brain unable to think. What flows out of my mouth is nothing more than gibberish. God, oh, Lord.
Yes. Call upon him. Show him your depravity. In fact, why don't you pray for him?
What? The demon stills me. I attempt to push down on him, desperate to feel that sinful pleasure once again, but my efforts are futile. His strength is too great.
You hurt me, Father. I want to hear you pray.
Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you.
Did I say to stop?
Through my own fault, and thought, and word, and deed. He moves inside me so fast. And what I've left undone. The gaze of the crucifix pierces my soul. If only it could strike me as deep as his cock. For the sake of oh God, for the sake of your son, my Lord Jesus Christ. I look down at the beast below me and see that he has transformed into his true self. His skin is as red as the length inside me. His horns stick out of his forehead without shame. And his eyes, those black pupilless eyes, stare at me in glee as he listens to my shameful prayer. Forgive. Forgive all my offenses. My mind is going white. And grant that I may serve you. I'm so close. in newness of life. Life. The glory. The glory of your name. Amen. I feel my soul leave my body as my release hits me. My body is stiff, and the only thing I can hear is my orgasm echoing within the night. I fall onto the mattress, panting as I try to catch my breath. A few moments pass before I notice the lack of a body beneath me. Realizing the demon is gone, I straighten. The demon may have disappeared, but the pain that shoots from my back provides more than enough evidence that he had been there. That and the trail of cum that leaks out of me.
See you soon, Father.
As his wicked voice echoes around me, I feel something drip on my face. I look up and see that it had fallen from my crucifix. My crucifix that's now covered in my release. I begin to pray. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my...
The voice of Father and Demon was Splathouse Vic. Music used in this episode was Breaking Every Barrier by Christian Anderson. Written and sound designed by Chelsea. Want to support the show? Check out our Ko-fi and Patreon link located in the description. Also, consider following us on our Twitter page at FuckHumans8.